Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Just feel compelled to say there's a grandparent out there who is really worried about their grandchildren or a specific grandchild. And I just want to pray for that grandchild right now. Lord, I lift up that grandchild and I pray that you would be the one who chases that grandchild. You would rescue them from their choices and you would bring them back to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, today we're going to finish up Hebrews chapter 7 in verses 18 through 28 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. For there is an annulling of a foregoing commandment because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect, and a bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. Inasmuch as he was not made priest without the taking of an oath, for they indeed have been made priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him that says of him, the Lord swore and will not change his mind, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, from Psalm 110:4. So Jesus has become the collateral of a better covenant. Many indeed have been made priests because they are hindered from continuing by death. But he, because he lives forever, has his priesthood unchangeable. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, seeing that he lives forever to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, holy, guiltless, undefiled, separated from sinners and made higher than the heavens, who doesn't need, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. For he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men as high priests who have weakness, but the word of the oath which came after the law appoints a son forever who has been perfected. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, another one of my most favorite verses in the Bible, that you are, that you live forever to make intercession for us. And Lord, in light of that, maybe why do I even pray? I could just ask that question. Why do we even have this podcast if that's true? First of all, you see prayer as relationship. It's us talking to you. It's us giving you our burdens. It's us listening to you. It's us getting to know your heart and being transformed by the renewing of our mind. It's us having our hearts broken by the things that break your heart. But when we come to the end of ourselves in Romans 8, we hear that you intercede for us with groanings too deep for words. So Lord, when we don't have the language of what we're going through, you still know how to intercede. And that's such a beautiful part of that relational prayer that we have. And so Lord, we don't stop praying, we keep praying. But when we get to that place where we cannot pray, thank you that you take up the slack and that you ever live to intercede for us. What an amazing thing. Right in front of me as I'm praying this, there's a picture of my great grandmother, Mary, and I was named after her. And I remember just this feeling. She was a Christ follower and she prayed for me. And I felt this, like when she passed away, I felt this, this breaking or this stopping of prayers. And it was a secondary grief. And I'm sure other people have felt that before with someone who loved them well and died and they're no longer praying for you. But then I realized, of course, that Jesus is living to intercede for me, that I still always, even if 0% of the human beings on this earth were praying for me, Jesus, you are praying for me. And so we rest in that right now, and we revel in that right now, and we thank you for that right now. Thank you that you were holy, guiltless, undefiled, that you were separated from sinners. You were made higher than the heavens. You're a priest that does not die. You are an eternal priest, whereas the other priests would, you know, have to continually offer sacrifices. You offered your sacrifice once and for all. A priest would die, another priest would come, but this is not for you. That is not what you do. Not only have you sacrificed once for all, but you sacrifice forever. That sacrifice is sufficient. It is victorious. It is eternal. And even in this moment right now, as I'm praying this prayer, you are interceding for us. So Lord, we rest in that today. We trust you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you. If you would like, or you feel led to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And if you can only afford $1 a month, you still get a benefit. And that is a Zoom call every month where I talk through the theology of the book that we're reading. And so I hope it's worth something. I've really enjoyed doing these Zoom calls with people, and I've seen life transformation in them the last Thursday of the month. And so at $1, you can receive that. At $10, you'll receive a painting. $25, a new podcast that nobody ever hears. And then at $100, I'll send you a physical book, as well as add you to my prayer team and all the other things as well. So if you're interested in doing that and just being a support and part of the community there, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday.